640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The death toll is rising fast in the wake of Hurricane Helene. At least 22 deaths are blamed on the storm. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says there have been at least 11 deaths in his state.
It was a very hard hit.
The tropical storm causing extensive flooding in Georgia.
I would ask all Georgians, like the Kemp family's doing, to keep these folks and these communities in your thoughts and prayers.
And before that, destruction in Florida's Big Bend, where Helene hit as a Category 4 hurricane. There have been deaths reported in Florida and North Carolina. Water rescues all day in Georgia, too. WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien saw one of them.
It was a husband and wife and their baby. They got inundated with this water, and they had to be rescued by Atlanta firefighters. An entire team of firefighters deploying a raft and going out into this rushing water, and they were able to pull them out, all of them soaking wet.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Steve Kate.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A change of plans for Donald Trump's rally in southwest Wisconsin tomorrow. It's been moved from the airport in Prairie du Chien to a performing arts auditorium indoors. The Secret Service says it's stretched thin due to the United Nations General Assembly meetings in New York. Wisconsin school superintendent says budget-writing lawmakers should release $50 million to support literacy education. Jill Underly says the Joint Finance Committee's decision to hold on to the money is putting a burden on local communities.
They have, with good faith, bought new curriculum, have trained their teachers, but they haven't released the funding that they need to do this. And so they are footing the bill, and their taxpayers in the local communities are having to do it. And the money is there. It just hasn't been released.
Underly accuses Joint Finance Republicans of obstruction. She gave her annual State of Education speech yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people from Milwaukee have been diagnosed with West Nile. It marks the city's first confirmed cases of the season. The news comes as at least 10 other human cases have been reported across the state, two of which have resulted in deaths. Public health experts say using bug spray and wearing long clothing can guard against mosquito bites, particularly at night when transmission risk is highest. A missing Milwaukee woman has been found. Laquita Ward is heading home after being found in Florida. How she wound up in the Fort Lauderdale airport isn't known, but she is being reunited with her family here. There's another interstate shutdown in Milwaukee over the weekend. Eastbound 894 will be shut down from late tonight to early Monday morning for resurfacing. It follows a similar westbound closure that happened last weekend. Drivers are being told to watch for detour signs and plan alternate routes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
You can't help but, you know, love the person and who he is and what he's all about and his family. I mean, they were always around, and you know, you gotta, no different than when I go against my brother, you gotta shut it off for a period of time, and then, you know, you can hug him after the game and tell him you love him.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A bright blue and beautiful day today with sunny skies and highs reaching the mid-70s. And the high heat hangs on for the entire weekend too, providing us with pleasant dry weather with no humidity. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
in a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy, wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides. Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, very excited to have Lee McGowan, the politics girl, is going to join us as we break down the upcoming 2024 presidential election. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hit it. This ain't no disco.
Live from Los Angeles, California, this is the Todd Allbaugh Show.
This is L.A.
And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, live from L.A., it's Todd Allbaugh.
All I wanna do is have some fun until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh. It is Friday, TGIF, the 27th of September. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. And thank you, Terry Barr, for that great introduction once again, along with the great editing from Aaron Zommers. What a way to wrap up the week here in Los Angeles, California, but right here in front of the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, where our own Wisconsin Badgers will be playing about 24 hours from now against the Trojans of USC. Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you along here. What a setting back high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the world headquarters, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Zommers, how about this, buddy? How about this?
Oh, it looks fantastic. And I've definitely never been there and probably won't be anytime soon. But it's very cool to see. It looks great.
Well, we have a number of people to thank here at USC. And let me just say this, by the way. Every single person that we have dealt with this week, everywhere in Los Angeles, but particularly those folks at USC, have been accommodating. And from the moment we arrived today, the security guy at the Welcome Center, Dave, was fantastic. A shout out to David for making us feel welcome right away. Cassie, the great crew here at the Coliseum and USC. And then a little bit later here, we'll be joined by Marina. Every single person here, even the grounds people that you meet and say hello to. And I'm wearing Badger Red, for goodness sake. And they could not be nicer and more welcoming. If you're watching on the stream on YouTube or Facebook or what have you, right behind me, I guess over this shoulder, you can see the Big Ten logo being freshly painted this morning. It's fantastic. And yes, Bucky has traveled with us, a little a Bucky Badger placard here in our bushes. It's fantastic, right? How about that?
I imagine you're not planning on leaving that there.
No. Bucky will be coming. He's going to be our traveling Bucky. That's exactly what every show needs.
Just like the traveling camel.
Exactly. Before we go any further as well, a big shout out and thank you to our great guest yesterday, Mr. Kelly Call, one of the producers of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, for being a great co-host yesterday, for hanging out with us, and for helping us he's a partner in this great sports pub on Hermosa Beach called the Underground Pub, and we were able to set up just a couple of blocks from the pub on the beach yesterday, and thanks to Kelly and his fine crew there at the Underground. And also Sean Hannish, get this, Sean Hannish, the director and other producer of this great film, was kind enough to come and hang out. And we went to another great place in Hermosa Beach last night called Fox and Pharaoh. Fox, if you, I'm telling you guys, when you come out, there's gonna be, and that's part of why we're here, right? Is because USC, UCLA are now part of the Big Ten. So, you know, our teams from Wisconsin are going to be coming out here to LA, whether it's playing football or basketball, men's, women's, volleyball. They're going to be making this road trip, and it's a great excuse, for lack of a better term, for us Wisconsinites to come out to LA to follow our Badgers. Get yourself down to Hermosa Beach when you do. It's like, well, everything in LA is an hour, but it's a short, pleasant drive down to Hermosa Beach and check out the Underground Pub and Fox and Pharaoh. I'm telling you, the hanger steak, something to die for, is Amish. And the mac and cheese. The mac and cheese.
It does sound great, but did you just call a drive in LA pleasant? I've never heard anyone say that.
You want to know why? Because you're on the freeway, and it makes you appreciate back home in Madison or even Milwaukee, you know, on the Beltline or the interstate. We think we have traffic back there. We don't. But then, especially when you're going to Hermosa Beach, you're going from L.A., and then you kind of crest the hill, and there's the Pacific Ocean. It's fantastic.
I've never seen an really ocean great in person.
Really? Well, if you ever get a chance, come on out. So, anyway, Marina's going to be here in just a bit, so we'll be waiting for her. Some great guests coming up as well. Hour number two, our old friend Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EBOM's World, is going to be by. Been a little bit since he's been here with a week in review. And the great thing about Peter and the folks at EBOM's World is that they take the headlines, the real headlines, of the stupidity that is the human spirit, and they compile all that, put it in a compendium, and then Peter comes on the show, and he'll walk us through the week in review. So looking forward to that from EBOM's World. And also, Mr. Zommers, it is the final day for the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. By the way, a statewide contest. And here's the deal. I never wanted this to be a contest for us internally. But once again, our friends Jay Matnera and Greg Bach have gotten a little salty. And now it's a horse race between our show and their show on who's going to get the most texters. There's really nothing on the line this time except pride. And now our CEO and owner, Sage Weil, is poking the bear, saying, Jane's gaining on Todd. So we'll see. Help us out. If nothing else, we want bragging rights, Zommers.
Yeah, and I think we'll get him. I feel pretty confident.
Well, our friend, here's what happened last time. Jane went into the final day slightly ahead of me. And our guest slot in Amory, Wisconsin, the folks up there really pulled us through, and we won by a handful of votes. So I'm hoping that our listeners out here in L.A. will help us out on the Text to Win contest and put us over the top. Today, up for grabs in hour two, a $100 bill, a clean, crisp $100 bill, $100 in cash will be given away next hour to the folks that text next hour. And then also up for grabs later today, the computer will randomly draw a grand prize winner for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans. I almost said the team name. It was right there, Zommers, on the tip of my tongue, and I held myself. Easy to do. But we're going to be talking, like I say, a lot about this football game and – of course, the Badgers play on the Badger Radio Network in Wisconsin. Here at Civic Media, we're honored enough to carry that on several of our stations. Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Amory, and Racine-Kenosha amongst them. If you're in those areas, you can listen to it in your car or wherever, terrestrial radio. But here's the great thing. Even if you're not, you can still listen to it anywhere in the world by downloading the Civic Media app. It's available on your Android or Apple device. It's free. It takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Anyway, you open that up, and you can go to those stations, and you can listen to the Badger game anywhere for free. For free, Zommers. What's free anymore? The Badger game for free, and Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher always doing a great job there. Mike Heller with the pregame show on the Badger Radio Network. kickoff time here in L.A. Well, let's give you the time back home. About 2:30, it'll be telecast on CBS Sports, and they do a great job there. But, of course, we encourage you to listen on the radio or do both. Watch the telecast on CBS, turn down the volume, and listen to Matt and Tausch on the Badger Radio Network here at Civic Media. So all of that coming up, Mr. Zommers, to wrap things up. And if we're very lucky, Will Ferrell is going to stop by.
Really?
Wouldn't that be something? If Will Ferrell just stopped by? He's a big deal out here, and rightfully so. He's a legit movie star, and I believe he's an alum of USC. And I'm told now by the folks here at the Coliseum that he actually owns a skybox here at the Coliseum as well.
That makes sense.
He's going to be at the game tomorrow. I'm not sure whether we're gonna get him, but we'll see. He's always welcome. We literally have a seat open for him. I think Marina's here, and she's gonna join us now, and we're gonna start chatting a little bit about this great facility here at the Memorial Coliseum. It's a beautiful day, and Marina is gonna slide in right here. Go ahead and put on the headset, and we should be all set. Live radio and live television, folks. That's what we do. So, how's the volume there, Marina, as far as the headset goes?
Good. All right, I hear you well.
All right, we hear you well. Zommers, awesome. You got a good level back there?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Marina, what's your last name, please?
Fote, F-O-T-E.
F-O-T-E. Marina, thank you so much for joining us. I was telling our listeners and viewers at the top of the show, every single person here at USC and the Coliseum has been nothing short of spectacular and gracious for a goofball from Wisconsin like me coming out here and doing a broadcast. So thank you for your hospitality.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're so welcome. We're excited beyond belief to have so many new fans joining us, really from all over the country throughout the Big Ten. It's super exciting, and we know the Big Ten travels well, so we cannot wait.
And what's your role specifically either with the Coliseum or USC?
Yeah, I am the assistant to the general manager here with the LA Coliseum. I also oversee our publicity efforts. I'm the senior manager of that segment of our business. So a little bit of everything, administration, publicity, a lot of things on the front end of all our events. So I'm less on the execution side and more on the planning side and strategy and all of that.
How long have you been in this position?
5 years.
Wow,
5 years,
amazing. Yeah. You've seen a lot of changes then here at the Coliseum.
Yes. Actually, when I started in June of 2019, we were still 2 months out from finishing the newly renovated scholarship tower that you see back there behind us. August of 2019, that was finished the night before the Rams' first preseason game, amazingly enough.
Yeah. That's kind of close.
Yep, we cut it close on it, but got everything in, got the Rams fans in for one season there. There to be able to enjoy those amenities, and USC football fans and all the other fans of all the other events that we have here, concerts, anything else in the full bowl, NASCAR more recently, they've all been able to enjoy it. So it's been wonderful.
I've been out before for a Rose Bowl game. I've never had the privilege and honor to be here in the Coliseum. And boy, is it spectacular when you just kind of look through that arch and then you see the vastness of it. I've never been to the Michigan Stadium, but I'm told it's a similar vibe. You know?
Yeah, 100%, very similar vibe. We used to have a capacity of almost 100,000 people, and now we are at capacity of about 77,500, just with the addition of the new tower. But yes, this place has historically held lots and lots of people, and it's a wonderful place to see any kind of event.
Well, we're just happy and blessed and thankful to be here and for the hospitality out here in Southern California. If you could stay with us, we want to come back because one of the things we're doing is finding similarities between what's going on in Wisconsin, and that's Camp Randall, and here at the Coliseum. There's a thread here, folks, and it's called Veterans, and we honor our veterans on this show all the time. So
absolutely.
We'll come back and to talk to Marina. We're live here at the beautiful Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Southern Los Angeles. It is a beautiful day here. The sun right on cue is coming out. I'd offer you a hat, but it's a Bucky hat. I'm not sure.
No. You know. No worries.
I don't have an SC hat to offer you. But we're going to come back here and have more with Marina here live in Los Angeles. It's the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio. Welcome back to the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum and the Todd Allball Show. We're live on location in Los Angeles, California, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. What you heard is the Trojan fight song. Now, we think that's a great fight song, by the way, and I think it works well with we're very proud. We're joined by our guests here, Marina Fiora.
No, Fiora. Marina Fote.
Fote. Oh,
you're good.
If only Todd was a better producer for himself. Marina Fote, I apologize.
You are all good.
No worries. More coffee is what's needed for Todd. She is the assistant to the general manager here at the Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles. We appreciate you sticking around. We heard the fight song there for the Trojans, and it sounds great because we're very proud of our fight song on Wisconsin back home.
Yes.
But I think that's a great fight song.
Thank you. Yes, we love our fight song. It's, you know, signature to not just USC, but the Coliseum as well. When we host USC football, we love it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the Coliseum, because like I say, we're really looking at ways to find, you know, our new cousins out west here in the Big
Absolutely.
Ten. We're happy to have you and UCLA and Oregon and Washington now in the Big Ten. Back home, the Camp Randall, that's the name of our stadium back home, has a long history dating back to the Civil War. It was an encampment for the Union Army back then. And I know this facility also has a connection to our veterans. Tell folks a little bit about that.
Yeah, it absolutely does. So the Coliseum, one of the main reasons that it was actually built was as a memorial to all those who served in World War I. So we were very intentional when we built the Coliseum to make that connection and to really make sure that veterans and, you know, really anybody who served in the military really throughout history, not just World War I, but as the Coliseum has grown and continued to age and as it now enters its 102nd year in operation and nears its 102nd birthday, you know, there's many different, veterans from multiple generations that can be recognized and included in that sentiment. So we're very intentional about that. That was one of the main purposes behind building the Coliseum, and its name, the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, does that justice as well, just with the memorial literally in the name, memorial to veterans.
And history of another kind as well. Well, I think it has to be extraordinarily exciting. You're going to host another Olympics here in now just under 4 years.
Yes,
we are. Making history as the first venue to host three Summer Olympiads from 1932, 1984, and now in 2028.
Absolutely. So going back to the first Olympics here, held here in 1932, that Olympics was actually part of the reason the Coliseum was built. That was another reason to kind of tie into those reasons of origin for the building. One of them was to have a central place for athletic competition so that we could bulk up the city of Los Angeles's 1932 Olympic bid. So going back to the beginning, that ties into part of the reason this building exists from the very beginning. And then again, the Olympics came back in 1984, 40 years ago. We held the second set of opening ceremonies, closing ceremonies, and track and field events. And then heading into 2028, the events that have been confirmed include the track and field events and the opening ceremonies in some way. So we're going to be incorporated in those ceremonies, whether it's the entire thing or part of it. We still don't have the details, but that's sort of where that is headed in terms of the planning and all of that. And then again, going back to 1932, incredibly, this building hosted four athletic competitions, so four different sports, as well as an art competition.
Really?
Back in that
art.
Time. Yes, yeah. Olympic art was part of the Olympics back in, I believe, until 1946. Or some thereabouts. I believe that it was discontinutioned a few Olympics later. But
that's amazing.
Yeah, we had an art competition right out here behind us at the Peristyle.
Like, well, sculptors or painters or what?
A little bit of everything. We had painting, sculpting. There was a muralist. So all competitions were 60 minutes. So whether that was an already completed form of art that was on display for 60 minutes or in certain other competitions, the artist would be given the 60 minutes to create something. So it was a little bit of a variety. But yeah, for anybody who didn't know, the Olympics used to incorporate things other than just athletic competition.
You've taught me something today, Marina.
Amazing.
I know. This is fantastic. I love
that. That's what we're here for, right?
Well, that's why I love taking the show on the road. And that's why we hear from our listeners and our viewers all the time is when we go on the road, we find two things usually. A, that we have more alike than we realize than what divides us. And number two, there's cool facts and there's a big world out there that is beyond our little world of Wisconsin. So that's fantastic.
Totally.
Also, and speaking of Wisconsin, you know, we're not just Badger fans, but we're green and gold fans. We're Packer fans. And for folks that come out here to USC football games, whether it's tomorrow's game or future games, they could also be at a place for Packer fans, which is probably the second most sacred ground other than Lambeau Field, because it was the first AFL-NFL championship, which became Super Bowl I, that had the Packers and the Chiefs in it.
You're absolutely right. So in 1967, January more specifically, that very first AFC-NFC championship, you said it, known as Super Bowl I later on. That's kind of what we revised the name to. But yeah, it was a Packers victory against the Kansas City Chiefs, 31-10. Really an incredible game. I'm sure I'm not saying anything anybody back in Wisconsin doesn't already know, but really an awesome beginning to what then became known as the Super Bowl. Another fun tie-in with that Super Bowl I was the emergence of the Lombardi Trophy. That was the very first time it was kind of risen into the air by Vince Lombardi himself, no less. And it actually was the inspiration, another fun fact, for baseball's Commissioner's Trophy. So,
really?
Yes, absolutely. So in the fall of 1967, the St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series that year. Mm-hmm. And what do you know? They now have their own baseball Commissioner's Trophy right after the very next fall, after the first Super Bowl. Yep.
Well, we were just talking to another Badger alum who now lives in California here, Kelly Call. He's a producer of a brand new documentary. By the way, if you haven't heard, it's called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And in that, former baseball commissioner, former Brewer owner, Bud Steele, plays a big role in this documentary. So cool that it has a baseball connection here as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Bud Selig and the Milwaukee connection, all of that, amazing.
It's all, see, you come out to L.A., you come out to USC and the Memorial Coliseum, there is a connection. Have you got time to stick around for one more segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll talk more with Marina here, and live from the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, right in front of it. The flame is lit, ladies and gentlemen, right above us.
Sure
the
is.
History is going on. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. I visited with a couple of dairy nutritionists this season who are concerned about forage quality this year. Drew Johnson is among them. He's an independent dairy nutritionist with K&S Dairy Consulting. Drew tells me that forage quality is suspect this year, and some dairy farmers may bring in other commodities for the feed ration to maintain their production goals. He says that rye is a popular winter crop to add to the ration next summer.
I have a couple farms this year that did rye for the first time to feed the milk cows, and that went well. They were able to get into it earlier enough. I think what we tested was about 16% protein, which I think it feeds a little bit better than a 16%, and it had really good fiber digestibility. So in a ration where we would feed normally really high corn silage through the summertime, adding some rye I think helped with the fat test, which is great for this year because that's what's really paying is butter fat. So it's high potassium, high fiber digestibility, and it kind of limits our fat starch in the diet. So rye can be a good option.
He says triticale is also a good choice. Drew Johnson is an independent dairy nutritionist with K&S Dairy Consulting. Don't go anywhere. We've got your midday commodity prices coming up. As consumers become more far removed from the farm, agriculture has a unique opportunity. Jake Feltz of Feltz's Dairy Farm in Stevens Point says his family's farm is a resource for the public on where their food comes from, while also providing a fun experience through agritourism. It's why they added a corn maze, fresh cheese curds, and a dairy store.
One of the main reasons we went ahead with the store was because the city kept growing and moving right out to us. When I was a kid, you know, 25 years ago, we were pretty far out in the country, and now we're just about a half mile away from a whole shopping center. And along with all those stores has come a large variety of housing. So we kind of had two options. We could either try to shut ourselves off from that community, put up a fence around and block everybody out, or what we decided to do was to welcome that growth right out to our doorstep here and invite people onto the farm.
Learn more about tourism opportunities on your farm at gowiagtourism.com. Corn and soybeans are seeing a bit of a pop today while everything else is trading lower. December corn is up 4.25 cents at 417.5. November soybeans up 16 cents, trading at 1057 a bushel. Cash wheat is down a nickel at 579.25. And July 2025 new crop wheat is down a nickel and a quarter at 614.75. The October Class 3 milk contract is 16 cents lower at 2316 a hundredweight. The November Class 3 milk contract is down 26 cents at 2247 a hundredweight. Just because it's the weekend doesn't mean that your farm news has to end. Follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A bright, blue, and beautiful day today with sunny skies and highs reaching the mid-70s. And the high heat hangs on for the entire weekend, too, providing us with pleasant, dry weather with no humidity. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Northeast Wisconsin independent filmmaker J.B. Thompson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins us with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location right in front of the beautiful Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, the home of the USC Trojans, who will play host to our own Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow. You can hear the game on the Brewers. Pardon me. We were just talking about Brewers. That's what... Marina said, is that a Brewers,
band
you have on? And we got talking about just a bit outside the movie. No, wouldn't that be something if the Trojans took on the Brewers tomorrow?
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. I'd love to see that.
Right? But no, it's actually the Trojans taking on the Badgers. And you can hear it on the Badger Radio Network across Civic Media. If you don't live in one of the fine municipalities that carry the Badgers, of terrestrial radio, Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Amory, and Racine Kenosha, and you can hear it on your Civic Media app. Simply download it for free, pop it open, go to one of those stations. You can hear Matt LaPay and Mark Towser kick off back home around 2:30 in the afternoon. CBS Sports is here. Kind of cool to have, CBS is making this one of their national games, and a lot of love for the Coliseum Arena.
We are so excited, to be, obviously, to get that national attention for any game is huge, but for it to be for our Big Ten home opener, even better.
Marina Foté is our guest this hour here on the show. She is the assistant to the general manager here at the Coliseum. I have my, and again, people were so gracious, they gave me, I came in, the 100th anniversary.
Yes, you got to have a button when you come in. So, absolutely.
So this is, you're celebrating this as an ongoing thing throughout the year.
Yes. So the 100th anniversary of the building was in 2023. We opened up in on May 1st of 1923, and we continue to celebrate the 100th anniversary. Really into the next century. That's really the idea. We're nearing our 102nd birthday this coming May 1st.
Wow.
100 years and beyond. A Coliseum forever.
let's talk about a little bit of this 100-year history, because it's not just a great venue for a college football game or even for the NFL. It's a storied career as well, and politically. And, we're less than a couple of months now away from a presidential election. There have been some presidential visits.
Yes, there have. 6 presidential visits here at the Coliseum throughout our history. The first one being Franklin Delano Roosevelt back in the 1930s. The most recent visit was from Ronald Reagan back in the 1980s. So we've had a variety of different presidential events associated with it. Probably most notably, in 1960, John F. Kennedy was here, and he accepted his Democratic nomination for the Democratic Party that year for that election cycle. So some pretty amazing history there. On top of that, other international dignitaries such as Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela,
wow.
A couple more that have been here and you know made a scene, as well as a papal visit. Can't forget that.
Right.
Pope John Paul II, he was here in 1987.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. If you have a question for Marina or just in general here about the facilities where the Badgers are going to play the Trojans tomorrow, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'll make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC, C-I-V-I-C, or you can text it in as well. Mr. Zomers will throw it up here on our screen, and we'll discuss it with Marina. I really appreciate this history. I know there's also been some musical acts, all kinds of artistic and musical acts, entertainment acts here at the Coliseum. Give us a couple of highlights, if you
yes.
would, please.
Yes, oh my gosh, all kinds of amazing music history here as well. A couple notable ones I love to look back on. The Rolling Stones, they toured here back in 1981. They played the building. The Born in the USA tour was here. Bruce
wow.
Springsteen back in 1985. So we are coming up on the 40th anniversary of that pretty soon. I believe the 39th anniversary was actually like yesterday
really?
Of one
wow.
of those shows, which
yeah.
is pretty awesome. And yeah, other than that, U2, their Joshua Tree tour came through here in 1987. Mm. To name a few other musical acts, Black Sabbath, Guns N' Roses, you know, to go back kind of to the more rock side of things back when rock and roll shows were a commonality. And more recently, we also had Kanye West and Drake. They threw a concert
wow.
here in 2021. And then even more recent than that, Los Bukis, kind of a well-known Latin group. Internationally known. And then we also had KX5, which is a combination of the electronic DJs Cascade and Deadmau5.
Wow.
So they kind of did a duo here, if you will. And more recently, we had Fred again. He played yeah. the building as well.
That's great.
He's kind of another emerging electronic artist. And then yeah. Another kind of fun fact, we hosted the Hard Summer Music Festival here back in the summer of 2023. And guess who headlined the Coliseum? None other than Shaq.
Whoa.
Shaq has a side gig as a DJ. How fun is
I
that?
I did not know that. Only
yep.
in Los Angeles, right?
Only in LA. It's
and,
true.
You know, we're doing this Text to Win contest. Tester hour two, and we've been using Kanye's music, Gold Digger, just at the internet. So who knows? I mean, wouldn't it be great if you just popped up here and sang for us a little bit?
Right? Oh my gosh.
We're in Los Angeles. We're in Hollywood. So
we're
anything,
here.
Anything
you never
happen.
Know. Anything can happen.
We're talking with Marina Fote. She is the assistant to the general manager here at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. We are live on location here before the Badgers take on the Trojans of USC tomorrow. Kickoff time back in Wisconsin around 2:30 in the afternoon. You can hear it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network on the Badger Network across Wisconsin. Marina, talk up a little bit. We're in LA, and us watching the games back at home, you know, in cold Wisconsin and looking out here and seeing how happy everybody is in shirt sleeves, you know. But we also see there are a lot of stars. Talk about some of the Hollywood connection to this place and to the team. I know Will Ferrell is just, I mean, he's the ultimate alum, perhaps.
He is the ultimate alum. Oh, my gosh. His son is in a fraternity here at USC, and Will is seen here all the time at our football games. He tries to come regularly. We do have his own suite reserved for him up in that brand-new scholarship tower upstairs. But, yes, he is a presence here. We also have tons of visitors that love coming back to the Coliseum to like USC football alum, that is, between Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart and, you know, tons of those names that always like to return, and especially some who have had notable college careers yeah. with Heisman trophies as well.
Very good. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. On the line, our friend L.A. Tom right here in Los Angeles. Tom, thanks for calling in. What have you got for us today?
Absolutely. Hey, Todd, it's just amazing to me how well Southern California photographs on YouTube, on TV. It's amazing. It's something you forget why it is that you're here. And then you see you guys there, and it's like
all the credit goes to Cassie and Marina for being so gracious and allowing us inside the perimeter to set this up and give you these great shots. So thanks to them.
Absolutely, it's the least we could do. We love having visitors. It's the best.
And Marina, I know that when the Packers played the Rams, I went to that game there at the Coliseum. And I have to say, in terms of football games, I think I like the Coliseum better than I do even SoFi.
Because
it's just got such a history behind it, and it's got such a incredible, the different heads and stuff like that, where you see the different quotations by different people. It's just absolutely, it's incredible. I'm just a small town guy from Wisconsin originally, been out here for many, many years. But it's just, like I said, it's amazing when you see this on either YouTube or TV or whatever, you're like, wow, I live there. It's pretty crazy because you don't see it. Like when you're living here, you don't realize the beauty of it, So
it's so true.
It's pretty incredible.
Well, thank you.
Both Badgers tomorrow. And I'm sure soon to be president Kamala Harris has probably already been there before, correct?
I'm not sure. Has Vice President Harris ever made an appearance here? Do you know, official appearance?
Not yet. Not at this point. There have been rumblings that she might, but at this point, not quite yet. But who knows? Like you say, anything is possible.
Thanks, L.A. Tom. Yep, we appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. For me, Marina, I think that being here now live, it gives me some of the similar vibes to being, I know they're their crosstown rival, but UCLA, the Rose Bowl, another historic venue. And again, whether it's the Coliseum, the Rose Bowl, or Camp Randall back home, that's part of the sport, right? It's part of the history of the community. Talk, if you would, a little bit about how the community connection here with this facility.
Oh, absolutely. And really, just to go back to Tom, thank you so much. That's a really great compliment, about our building and the tradition that's here and all of that. But yes, the community is highly intertwined here with the Coliseum. One of those reasons that we built this building was, again, as a central meeting place for lots of people, thousands, tens of thousands, if the event calls for it, can gather and work through a whole lot of things and collaborate. So that's really been a major goal for us throughout our history. Currently today, we work with several nonprofits on a variety of different events, from the American Heart Association to the Make-A-Wish Foundation to the American Lung Association. The Hemophilia Foundation was here not too long ago, LAUSD, as in the Los Angeles Unified School District. They bring events here all the time. So we have really a variety of things. Some of them are more STEM exhibitions, as in science and technology educational events for kids. We actually hosted the YMCA Healthy Kids Day not too long ago.
Cool.
They
That's
come
awesome.
In and they do kind of a fun community thing educating kids on general health and wellness. We also host stair climbs, lots of stairs in there to do that with, right? And then different kinds of relay marathon races can be done in here as well. So really just a variety of ways that we can work with nonprofits and collaborate to kind of have mutually beneficial outcomes.
And right or wrong, keep me honest here, it's not just the Coliseum proper. Mm-hmm. It's a sports and entertainment district, am I right?
Yes,
and
that's correct.
And there's the newer professional football, as they say. It's not soccer, but the LA football club is right next door as well.
Yes, we feel extremely lucky to be right here in the heart of Exposition Park, which is what this region is called. So, of course, the Coliseum is the largest venue within Exposition Park. But as mentioned, just right across the street, BMO Stadium is what it's called. That's where we have a soccer facility, LAFC, and Angel City football clubs, home stadium right over there. Then, just to the other side, adjacent to us on this end, we have the California Science Center. constantly having students on field trips over there and just kind of coming through in general to see the exhibits. We also recently parked an Endeavour space shuttle right next to the Science Center, so lots to see there. Yep, an old retired one. It'll be there. You know, that's its retirement home, so it's cool. Right over there next to us.
That's
and
really cool.
Also the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles is here, and the California African American Museum. So quite a variety here within Exposition Park, and we haven't yet opened it, but the Lucas Museum of Dramatic and Narrative Art, kind of built and commissioned by George Lucas, is located right behind the Coliseum, kind of to the west of where we're at now.
Oh, amazing. Marina, about 2 minutes left here before I let you go, but anything I haven't asked you yet that you want to make sure that folks back in Wisconsin know about the Coliseum or the greater USC community?
Yeah, gosh. I think the biggest thing really to talk about with the Coliseum is just the fact that, yes, we host USC football. It's our longest tenant. We love USC football and are so excited to now be part of the Big Ten and have all these new visitors to the building. But there's so much more to this building in terms of the history and the breadth of everything that's happened here than just USC football. Between the Olympics, we held a baseball World Series here, Dodgers versus White Sox, back in 1959. If you go on into the music history and the political history and the culture and the community ties, there's just so many different facets to being here, and no 2 days are the same.
Marina Forte, you've been enormously gracious with your time and your knowledge. Thanks for helping us get to know this beautiful facility and this area a little bit better. I know you've got to run. You've got other people coming in here. But thank you so much.
This
is just amazing, your hospitality. And it's been a heck of a lot of fun.
Of course. Happy to be here. We'll do it again anytime.
Marina Forte, the assistant general to the general manager here at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. We'll come on back here, talk a little bit more about this Badger game coming up tomorrow on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps. This model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
The Todd Allball Show here live from Los Angeles in front of the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, the home to the USC Trojans. Fight on, they say. But we say in Wisconsin, on Wisconsin. That, of course, the great University of Wisconsin marching band with our song, there, our fight song, on Wisconsin. Great to be here. Thank you so much, by the way, to Marina Fote, the assistant to the general manager here at the Coliseum. Just an amazing amount of knowledge, and that's what's been so cool about coming out here on this trip is learning about, I mean, I think a lot of us have been, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but several people have been to a game, maybe at Minnesota or at Iowa. Maybe if people are lucky have gone to Ohio State or Michigan or Northwestern. But, you know, not a lot of us have been out to these new schools, the Big Ten, namely USC amongst them, which is the school that Wisconsin will play, of course, tomorrow at 2:30 in the afternoon. Kickoff time back home on the Badger Radio Network and, of course, on Civic Media as well. I am joined at the table right now by a longtime friend. I like to call mi hermano, Mr. Nelson Valle, who has opened up his home for an Airbnb for me this week as well. And today, God love you, Nelson. You took the day off to be my production assistant.
Oh, my God. That's my pleasure.
How are you doing?
Oh, doing great.
Yeah? How are you like? Yeah. I mean, how about Marina? Wasn't she fantastic?
Oh, my goodness. She has so much knowledge.
Yeah.
And she's been working for the company for 5 years only.
I know.
And it sounded like she's been working forever.
I mean, some people like her are just enormously smart.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
my
just
God.
Fantastic. Well, you are, you grew up in El Salvador, but how many years have you been here in Los Angeles now, Nelson?
I would say about 28 years now.
So do you call you to consider yourself an Angelino?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're also a guy who loves the Badgers, and you're a big Packers fan.
Oh, my God. I love the Packers.
I know you do.
Matter of fact, on the 6th, we'll be watching the Packers here.
Yeah.
Not at the Coliseum, but at the SoFi Stadium.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Looking
and
forward to
that. Of course, the Badgers as well. Yeah.
So I know your son, Nelsito, he's a big you raised your son right because he's a big Packer fan.
Oh, he loves the Packers so much. So I gotta make sure that he it's a big fan of the Packers, you know, like I am, and obviously my daughters too, but yeah, Nelsito, it's a big Packers fan, yes.
And you know, tell us a little bit about now, you know, being an Angelino and having you see Badger fans out here quite a bit, don't you? And Packer fans.
Oh man, when the Packers play here, I mean, I would say the last time they actually played right here, there was probably more than half of Packers fans at the stadium. Yeah. Oh,
like
we are so many. Believe me.
Lambeau Field West.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct.
That's fantastic. Well, it's just so fun to be out here, and thank you for you and your lovely wife, Dahlia, for your hospitality and give me a place to hang my hat here for a few days. But it's just over the years coming out here and seeing you all. Los Angeles, I think, obviously a much, much bigger city than Madison or even Milwaukee. But again, you spend time out here. The diversity of Los Angeles, the large Latino population, it's also a melting pot from cultures over the world, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's an amazing place. And, I mean, there's a lot of diversity here, you know, which is, you know, you can go from one corner to the next corner, you know, and find different things, different example, different foods, you know, different countries. So, no, this is a nice place, you know, and yeah, we have our issues, right? But, you know, it's like everything.
Yeah, every place,
I mean,
has,
every place has issues. And, but, you know, being happy to be here, you know, and I consider myself an Angelino, yeah.
And, I mean, you're only an hour away from Hermosa Beach, and I'm telling you, I never spent time at Hermosa Beach till this time. And, I mean, you just sit there, and the ocean is beautiful. And also, I found you a Packer bar. How about that?
Wow, that is nice because, like I told you before, I mean, here, you know, it's in the city. I mean, obviously, the Rams and the Chargers, right?
Right,
to watch a Packers game on the Sunday, it's so difficult. So, Not anymore, thanks to you and to your friend, you know.
Yeah,
so I would be watching.
Go down to Hermosa Beach and go to the underground pub.
Yeah.
It's a couple of blocks off the beach. You can go watch the Packers at the underground pub. You can watch the sunset and then take your wife to Fox and Pharaoh for dinner.
Hey, that sounds about right.
That's
going to be, oh, absolutely.
Now, see, Dahlia, I helped you out there. I got Nelson to take you on date night.
Yeah, thank you. will do.
Equally.
No, you know, that's the good thing about Los Angeles, that if you want to go to the beach, you know, you'll be there in 30 minutes. You want to go skiing, you know, there's ski place, you know, places right next to us. So everything is, you know, nearby.
That's fantastic.
So that's good.
All right, Nelson, big game tomorrow, 2:30. I don't know. I picked the Badgers at the beginning of the season to upset the Trojans here at USC. What do you think? Can they do it?
I stand with you.
Really?
Yes. I hope so.
Well, I hope so, too. We all hope so.
Let's make sure that Marina and Kasha are not here.
Right. We didn't want to say that. USC, we don't want to be thrown out. You understand? We got an hour left. Hour left.
We love the Trojans, yeah.
Yes. That's what we say we came in. But, yeah, then we turn out. No, not so much. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to the game tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. And we're going to, you know, we got kind of the high nosebleed seats, but I don't think there's a bad seat in the house.
Oh, man. And, you know, I think anywhere you sit, you know, you'll have a nice view.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Have you been to a football game here before?
Oh, yeah. The last one that was the Packers against
Packers,
the Rams.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're an old pro.
I mean, anywhere you sit, you know, it's nice views. Yeah. That's absolutely. Fantastic. So,
Nelson, not only my production assistant, also my chauffeur. And also a fantastic friend and mi hermano. Thank you, Nelson. We appreciate
it. I love you.
All right, love you too, man. Come on back for hour two. We're going to give away $100. Nelson's not eligible, but you are. Come on back on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show live from Los Angeles on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, State Senator Kelderoy is on how Republicans just keep digging a bigger hole when it comes to women's reproductive health care rights.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS.